Welcome. Okay, about 30 seconds, we get the show on the road.
Yeah, Russ.
All stations stand by for the TGIF, man. Well, good evening, everyone. It's 10 p.m. or 2200 hours, so we call an amateur radio, and welcome to the TGIF Net 4, where we go, June 26. My name is Merlin, and I will be your net control tonight with V7ROX James in North Burnaby, and my personal call sign is Victor Echo 7, Oscar Romeo. This net takes place on Fridays at 10 p.m., 22 hours, and open to all amateur radio operators. The purpose of the net is for late amateurs to enjoy late-night conversations, share ideals, and any topic. I've been kind of sitting on the side listening to HF and, of course, our local repeaters of that, and I know that mostly everyone is absolutely excited for June 27th, which is a field day at 11 a.m., and it should be an exciting time. I've heard a lot of amateurs that are fairly new into the ball game, and I remember my first experience at a field day. It is a blast. So if the topic kind of shies away into a topic tonight, we'll make it a special consideration. We'd like to thank the FMCA for the use of the repeater and also the use of their IRLP node 9009. As well as also our this evening break. On behalf of myself, I'd like to thank the Squamish, the Coast Salish, and the Tsleil-Waututh and Musqueam Nations for my transmissions tonight, which is near World Cup in Vancouver's Chinatown, the Strathcona District of Vancouver, right? Okay, this repeater is sometimes used for emergency coordination, so when you are called, please leave a short break when transmitting to allow any emergency or priority traffic to break in. Net control will also leave a short break when responding. I think we're going to have a wonderful tonight. I think because it's so special and it happens once a year, I'm sure a lot of people will be kind of interested in what's going on in regards to field day. I'm going to leave that all open to you, but it doesn't have to relate to that. But we will make it a bit of a discussion that on that, because I know you guys are going to do that anyway. Break. So let's move on to V7ROX James. James, you want to take some check-ins, and I will note them down. Yes. Uh-oh, something happened there. Try again, Ross.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, that was Merlin from Coast to Coast, your host with the most. And this is VE7ROX saying top of the evening and a happy Friday and a happy field day weekend to all you TGIFers, where we try to get some activity on the airwaves in the later evening hours, later than your usual 7:30 to 8 p.m. early evening nets. So sit back and enjoy the ride. We hope we can be highly entertaining and moderately educational. No topic of the day, just a freewheeling type of net where anything goes. So for those of you who wish to be privy to this cacophonous cavalcade of conversation, CCC. I will start putting a few call signs on the paper, and then Merlin will go over them one by one in the order of check-in. So, as the Pink Floyd song goes, is there anybody out there?
Oscar Echo 7, November, India, Julia.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo, Oscar, Zulu.
I heard NIJ first, and then ROZ after that. I don't know if you doubled or not. Thought I heard another one in there, but anyway, got two at least. Anybody else out there?
Victor Alpha 7, Yankee Uniform Uniform. Was I the one that was doubling?
Well, you might have. Hopefully no confusion resulting from that, but got you down. Hello, West Central Surrey, also known as Newton. Loud and clear. Well, there's three calling CQCQCQ for the TGIF net. Thank God it's Friday. It's a happening. The weekend approaches. Anybody else out there chomping at the bit, waiting to press down that PTT and put your call sign on the paper? We are listening.
Victor Echo 7, Uniform Juliet Mike, how's my signal?
Oh, wow. A lot better than before. Yeah, you were pretty rough a wee bit earlier there. Marginal or not at all or static city, but you're solid now, so that's a good thing. I guess that puts us to four on the paper.
Yeah, and we'll hold it at four right there. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to June 26th, and of course, tomorrow, 11 a.m., all the fun and excitement for us in our time zone begins. I always hear them early in the morning back east, and I think the rule is we don't talk to them until our time zone starts. But in either case, I'm just thinking of the past year of the many field days I've gone to and what happened on the day before and the evening, get-togethers and making sure all the equipment was ready and up and rolling and just happening. So congrats to all the clubs and members and all the newcomers that are going to be in participation of that. Let's do a ladies first rule here. We'll bounce down to number two, VA7ROZ. Go ahead. What's on your mind tonight, TGIF?
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu. Good evening, Jim and Merlin. Thank you for taking my check-in. Thank you for doing the net. I'm just going to be an in and out because I'm hitting the hay. Anyways, have a great day. 73.
Well, 73 to you. You have a wonderful evening. Thanks for dropping by. I know pretty well everyone's so busy this evening with live entertainment with one another, setting up equipment and what have you, and hopefully some of them will be monitoring 2 meters, maybe RPT, and kind of join us as we go along here. Thanks for being here. VE7, November, India, Juliet, good evening. TGIF, what's on your mind tonight?
Good evening. Not really too sure what's on my mind. Do you guys have a topic, or how do you guys run this? It's been a while since I've been on.
Well, not a problem. I was listening to you earlier. Yes, I do that old CB thing of sandbagging. Welcome to the late night net of the TGIF. Our normal script is share ideals or any topics. There's no real topic. But because this is a once-a-year thing that's been going on, and you've been listening to people most of the day while doing some other activities on HF and on the local repeaters. It's kind of a special night, and I'm sure you guys are going to pretty well make the topic of field day. So whatever is on your mind, please go ahead.
Yeah, I guess this will be my first field day. I've only been a ham since January. I just picked up a HF radio, so it'll be my first time trying, but I will be using QRP, so we'll see if I can get anything. I'll probably get walked on like crazy, but I guess we'll see how that works. I'm just running, it's a dipole or whatever it is. I'm pretty new to this, so I'm not really sure the name of everything, but I just got about 16 foot of wire on each side and a banana BNC adapter thing in the middle and running that for my radio, so I guess we'll see how that works.
Well, congratulations on your first field day, and 20 feet each side, you must be doing 20 meters. I would presume that's what you're doing. Congratulations. Yeah, you'll be quite surprised, even 5 watts. You'll probably get a fair amount of contact, so you're going to get a lot of pileups of that. If you find you go between the bands, like say 14230, and kind of go 14235, or you know, kind of the odd numbers, and the other stations aren't too far away, or far enough away, you'll get people in those areas too. So don't get discouraged. Welcome to amateur radio, and you'll have a lot of fun. You'll have a lot of fun with it, and the main thing is that you're participating in a worldwide event, and that's what counts, not the QRP.
Well, 100%. I do have to work tomorrow, so I'm going to be trying to string my antenna on the roof, because I'm a roofer, and we'll see if it works up there.
Well, good job for you. That sounds great. I'm a little bit in a little bit better position myself. I'm in a big apartment building with a veranda, and have a very nice opportunity here, 130 feet up in the air, a N-fed sloper. So, 100 watts, so it should work out quite fine, and I'm sure you're going to have a great time being QRP with your dipole, and many thanks for getting involved into the 2026 field day.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Well, thanks for taking my check-in, and I'll continue monitoring.
Yeah, continue monitoring, and if we don't have too much of a list, we'll go back up to the top of the list. Do stick around. Nice to have you on board, by the way, and 7-3 for now. VA7YUU, good evening. There's a regular TGIF. What's your mind today?
Good evening. It's a bit rare that we have a topic, sort of, but I talked about Field Day on the other net, so I will bring up another topic for me. So what I'm going to bring up is, so in July, on July 6th, I'm going on vacation. I'm going to Japan, which is exciting, but there's a problem, not with the vacation, but with my radios and stuff, is I can't get a license over there, just period. It's not going to work out. I can, transfer my license and get one over there, but it takes 60 days, and we're well past that deadline. So I'm not going to be able to transmit anything there, but I can bring a radio to listen over there to the repeaters and all that stuff, but I do have a bit of an interesting question. Maybe someone can answer. I don't know the answer too much, really, but so there's the Echolink and stuff, of course, that kind of stuff. I know there's absolutely no problem when I'm in Canada here. I can go on Echolink, and I can transmit on a repeater in Japan, no problem. But what if I'm in Japan, and I'm using Echolink to connect to a repeater while I'm there? What's the legality behind that? Because Japan requires that everyone transmitting there has to have a Japanese license, which I don't have. So what's the legality behind that?
Well, the way I would think of it would be proactive, if that's the rule, which it surprises me. You know, normally if you're from the States, you would just use your call and slash, say, for British Columbia, VE7 or VA7 for the location here. Very interesting, never knew that. However, if that's their rules and regulations, I don't see any problem of you using, because you're on the internet and that, of repeaters that are not in Japan, but anywhere else worldwide, I don't see a problem with that. However, it sounds like the justification or legalities there is that you would not be allowed to talk to anyone in JA land with your license prefix.
Yeah, that's what it's sounding like. It's interesting, though, because I'm not technically transmitting anything there, but the repeater is. But, yeah, this is just the way Japan works. Everything like that is kind of there. Their rules and stuff, they're all outdated. Their regulations, I think, are kind of stupid. They restrict everything. Like, you need advanced. You need your Canadian advanced to talk on 20 meters over there, which I think is a little bit ridiculous. And you have to have a station license and a ham license. It's just ridiculous, the rules over there. I don't like it. And, yeah, that's what's going on. But I'll enjoy the vacation for sure.
Yeah, different places, well, even internationally, there are places that even are designated call signs are not allowed to talk to certain countries. That's just the way it is. That's we're not allowed to do that. But if that's the rules and that, stick with it. I would have thought that they'd be more concerned if you bringing your handhelds and your radios over for your vacation, because they have a different band spectrum. And you buy a HF radio there, it doesn't cover the full spectrum of our North American ones. And same with their VHF, UHF radios. They're just not that wide. They have more of a narrow frequency area in that. But interesting, good thing to talk about discussion. Maybe someone else will know a little more about it. But yeah, I would think that if you're just using IRLP or whatever on your internet, as long as you're not doing it with JA or any of their repeaters, you should be quite fine.